is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John Raheel and Dell being joined right now by Glenn Davis, who's so excited about this friendly tonight. He's already at the stadium. Good Lord, Glenn, you got there early. You worried about parking?
Guys, I just want to make sure my seat's available. I'm checking out every blade of grass on the field so Christian Pulisic has a wonderful surface to play on here.
So, already pretty good under the new coach, 3-0 now, right? And what do you think about the way that they're – what about – do we already see a style developing in this U.S. team?
Well, listen, you had Greg on your show, and I know you were struck by some of the things that he said to you and how he presented himself. I think this is a slight shift for the U.S. national team to being challenged to become a little bit more of a cerebral team in the future by a cerebral manager. I mean, it's pretty early to pass a lot of judgment. I don't think there's any question. But look, this is a significant game tonight for him to assess players because the Gold Cup's right around the corner. And, you know, we're hosting Gold Cup here in Houston. So, you know, I'm interested to see some of the opportunity that others get tonight.
Got Glenn Davis with us. You can follow him on Twitter at Glenn Davis Sock, SOC. I like that, you know, Berhalter is moving guys around, seeing what he has. Right now is a perfect opportunity to see where he can play guys, where they can make the most of it. What are some of the things to watch tonight with some of the moves that he's going to make with guys moving around on the pitch?
Yeah, they're definitely going to be changes tonight. You don't bring guys all the way back from Europe to have them sit on the bench for two games. So I think you'll see guys like Matt Miazga get a game. He's already come out and said that Ethan Horvath is going to play in goal, which I think a lot of U.S. fans have heard a lot about, have not really seen play that much. So I think you're going to see some changes. I think you might see a Christian Roldan in midfield as well. You know, look, a lot of this is performance and being prepared and ready for the opportunity as a soccer player. And you have a chance tonight to make an impression upon a manager that has given opportunity to people and is looking for guys that are going to rank and file, be a part of changing U.S. soccer for the better here in the future.
So after Greg Berhalter was in studio with us, Lance got on Twitter, and somebody said, boy, Lance, you asked a question that you're not supposed to talk about, and it's no-no to talk about style of play with the coach. And
yeah.
and he was like, why? I wasn't trying to start any controversy or something. Why? What's going on? What has been going on with the U.S. team that this is something that is a no-no, Glenn?
Well, I think in the past, a lot of people that want to ask questions about how the game's played and tactically and what's the purpose of play, which is what everybody in the media does with the Texans, the Rockets, and the Astros, right? I think in the world of soccer in our country, we're a little oversensitive to that, and I think that has to change for the betterment of the sport. In the past, you know, even Bruce Arena, when he was the manager, well, it's not about systems and tactics and yada, yada, yada. Well, I completely disagree. It is. And this is what people like to talk about. So you had Greg Berhalter in studio. You heard him talking about his team. You heard him being transparent. You know, he came out ahead of this game against Ecuador and already gave us a wonderful nugget by talking about this sort of hybrid role that Tyler Adams was going to play as a right back. So, you know, we got to get over that. We got to stop being so sensitive in this country to stuff like that. And we got to understand we're in the entertainment business. And you may be an old school coach, but if you're an old school coach and you think it's just about coaching now in the modern world of soccer, you're kidding yourselves. And you're going to have a hard time holding on to a job.
Glenn, in years past, when the U.S. had a more established roster, this particular type of Gold Cup, the one where it doesn't, doesn't pertain to the Confederations Cup and lead up to the World Cup, would be one where we saw younger players. Well, the entire crew, at least what we think will be the crew, is based on young players. So how will we approach, or how will Greg Berhalter approach this Gold Cup? Will it simply be a tryout? Will he field the best team possible? How will this Gold Cup be different from the one maybe 2 years from now?
Yeah, tryout, no. Gold Cup is measuring progress, whether you've had a lot of time with a team or not. That's just the facts. I don't think any question people are going to expect the United States, as always, along with Mexico, to be the favorites in the Gold Cup based on history, based on resources, and based on domination of that tournament. So the good news is the healthy pressure gets ratcheted up. There are expectations to win the Gold Cup, especially when it's played in your country. So tryout, that's eliminated, and it needs to be eliminated. And anybody who's thinking like that, that's off base. This is the first meaningful competitive competition that he'll get, and he's going to be expected to get results.
And well, let's talk about what can change under Berhalter and how good this team can. How long is it going to take? Is it going to be when the World Cup is here, Glenn? Or are we going to have to wait, or can we see marked improvement by the next World Cup?
Yeah, I think you have to see marked improvement. He wasn't hired to keep it status quo, right? He's hired to elevate the program, move the program forward, define a little bit more of a playing purpose and style of play, which we've talked about. I think his openness to talk about the team and the cerebral side of it and his style of play, which he's talking about, which is going to be possession-oriented and is based on a lot of angles and team shape and all these other wonderful things that we love to talk about. But no, we're expected to see advancements here. And I think with a team that has a number of young guys starting and playing regularly in Europe, I think as they grow in experience, so will the U.S. national team.
We got June 18th is the first match in the Gold Cup. The draws are going to be announced here pretty soon, right?
Yeah, U.S., we got games right here in Houston, actually. I mean, Honduras will play here at BBVA Compass Stadium, and then we have a quarterfinal. We have a quarterfinal at Energy, which, who knows, that could be Mexico, that could be the U.S., who knows what it will be. But, that coupled with Real Madrid coming here this summer, there's a lot of exciting things going on in the world of soccer here.
Yep. Yeah, but Ronaldo's not there anymore, so who cares?
He would never be there.
He wouldn't come in the summer. Anyways,
He would come here in the summer to Houston.
He wouldn't play.
You guys knocked out a record-setting interview with Greg Berhalter on for, I think, was that three segments or was that four? That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Because over here, soccer matters.
That's right. Soccer does matter.
Because
I don't know if you know.
We are the soccer station in Houston.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah. I don't know if you know it, but soccer matters. Have you talked to Chris Kennedy, about our chances at the World Cup? What's going on?
I have not. It's been kind of silent. I'd like to hear a little bit more. I want to see that the Rockets, Astros, and the Texans are all behind the U.S. bid. I want to hear something from corporations getting behind this. But, I think he's got a job where Chris has got to constantly be trying to grab media attention and keeping that out in front of the public's eyes, because that's a big part of it. I hear a lot of people say that, well, we have to sell out the stadium tonight in order to get the World Cup in 2026. I agree and disagree on that. Listen, if a World Cup's held here in Houston and we get games, there are going to be people from all over the world coming here. Selling tickets and putting people in seats is not going to be a problem.
How is NRG as a soccer stadium? What do they think of it?
Yeah, I think people like it. I mean, I think the biggest thing for me there is sometimes they've had problems putting a grass surface in there. That will get figured out, and I don't think there's any question that won't be a problem. But I think people, all the teams that have ever come here that I've heard have talked pretty highly of Energy, and obviously, as we know, it's a pretty amazing stadium.
Yeah. Before we let you go, we ask this question to each other. What is Chile most known for you?
Well, Chile is in a transitional phase. They were the champions of South America twice.
No, not soccer.
No,
come on, Glenn.
Not
soccer related.
Not soccer.
No, we're done with soccer.
What do we know about Chile?
Oh, the country of Chile.
Yeah.
Great wine, the Andes, incredible oceans. One of the great visits in South America, if you ever get there. But Chilean wine is very underrated, you guys.
Are the women hot there?
There's lots of beautiful women in South America.
See? But they're not top three, are they?
That I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, you tell us.
You
okay.
should know that.
That's all based on one's own judgment. The Chileans I have known, and I played with one of them on a pro team, wonderful people.
Just a wonderful
tell
people.
Tell us if you disagree. Here's our top three. Brazil, okay. Argentina, and then Colombia.
Okay.
Huh? It's a good ranking, right?
Well, and the other thing is they're all great soccer-playing nations, so we know the passion.
Absolutely,
yeah.
You notice when those World Cup games are held, where the cameramen are going. Sometimes
yeah.
they're not
oh,
on
yeah,
the
absolutely.
Field.
Absolutely.
Cameramen love shots
right.
of women.
Right, right,
They love
right.
it. Glenn, appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Hey,
have fun tonight.
We're looking forward to it. Is it how close to where are we on a sellout tonight?
I think it's going to fall between 15,000 to 17,000. That's my guess.
It'll be 15
to. I don't think it's not going to sell out.
It's not going to sell out.
That okay. means there are tickets available. So come down here and see international soccer tonight. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, it should sell out. Let's go.
Come on.
Oh, and by the way, it's a gorgeous night. This field, I'm standing on the field. The groundskeeper here at BBVA Compass Stadium has done an amazing job with this field. This thing is going to look incredible on national TV tonight.
Well, let's go. Get on out. I got a dinner tonight. I can't go, but I would.
Come on,
I would
Granato.
John,
I gotta
cancel your dinner.
I've been grooming you for years.
I know, but I got a dinner.
I've been grooming
I got
you.
A client dinner tonight.
It's all right. Take the client to the game. Show him international soccer. That's not something you get to experience every day.
No, not at all. And you know what, Del? I've been grooming John because if I ever drop, he's got to take over the Soccer Matters show.
You know
that would be the day.
Do you know how simple the show would be? If I was, okay.
Hey, you kicked that ball really well. How'd that go
yeah.
for you?
How's that? I look like you kick it good.
Yeah. Why are those guys always rolling around crying like little bitches? Hey, John, yeah. you can't ask that question.
Hey, how about get up? Stop yeah. being a puss.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, you wanted to try to bring me in on the Berhalter interview, and I'm going, no. You guys got it. You guys killed that interview.
Yeah.
Tremendous job by you and Lance.
Yeah,
and
he couldn't wait to get out of here. We were like, one more segment. He was like, yeah, God.
Thank God, again?
Again?
Nah, he was good. Yeah. He was good. He understood the importance of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's Glenn Davis, at Glenn Davis, SOC. Great follow. And Glenn Davis on Soccer Matters right here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, as always, we appreciate it. Have fun tonight.
Guys, you are the best. Thank you very
look
much.
How you're the best.
Look man. How excited he is. He's already,
I love Glenn
he's
Davis.
Already on the field. He's making sure every blade of grass is right.
Glenn Davis is the best.
He is. He's a great guy.
He's a great ambassador for that.
He really is. Yeah. He's the best. I mean, does anybody promote soccer like this dude?
Not in this town, from what
no,
I can
no,
tell.
No
chance.
All right, 713-780-3776. Time to be a champion. You know what? You be a champion and go to 1560energy.com. You save money. You have more money in your pocket when you go to 1560energy.com. If you haven't done this, now it's going to start to get warm, okay? Your contract is up. Don't renew it. Don't. If they say, hey, we want you. No. Switch over. Save money. All right? It's not hard. It literally takes 5 to 10 minutes to get it done. All right? It literally takes 5 to 10 minutes, and you're saving what could be thousands and thousands of dollars. I have saved tens of thousands of dollars since I went over. I mean, when the first month that you get your bill, you're going to be like, oh my God, this is ridiculous how much lower it is. It happened to me. It happens to my buddies. It happens to everyone. It's unbelievable. So go to 1560energy.com and start saving. 1560energy.com.
They can't take it to 10. I got calls calling. A young Shaq was falling.
ESPN 97.5. Twin.